Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
We're just thrilled to have our color analyst tonight, Jarrett Payton.
My mom wouldn't let me play football. She was too afraid. She said I was too skinny. I was going to get hurt. But it was something that I truly loved. And my dad kind of loved anything that I did. And I just, every year, I'm a competitor. I wanted to get better. And I had to learn the game a little bit. But by my senior year, I was ready to play.
Here's Jarrett Payton. Boy, he squirts out. Here comes Jarrett Payton. Jarrett Payton may go all the way.
Wow.
Cut back. Jarrett Payton. It's going to score a touchdown!
You know what's crazy? Because Jarrett has plenty of Trick Daddy stories from Miami. And if you're nice enough, he will tell you them. But earlier this week, Dan, I'm on Twitter. And Jarrett does the show GN Sports on Channel 9, obviously one of their main anchor over there at Channel 9 when it comes to sports. And he goes, man, I wish I had some place to talk about all this stuff with Roquan. And I said, bro, we got a radio show. We will turning the airways over to a Payton has been a Score tradition for 30 years.
And you can follow him on Twitter, at Payton's son, S-U-N. Jarrett Payton of WGN joins us on the Score Hotline. Presented to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Jarrett, what's up?
Dan, Lawrence, first and foremost, thank you guys for having me. I didn't know I was getting an intro to the show today as well, man. That took me back of my high school days, man. I appreciate you guys. How you guys doing?
Well, that's Mike Rankin on that, by the way. That's your guy weaving the sound together.
He's a good
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, Mike.
So Jared, what did you want to say about this? What do you think of this Roquan situation?
You know, Lawrence, it's tough. I've been sitting here all morning just going through stuff. I was watching film earlier today, and it just is, this whole situation is, I don't know, on both sides, it's not good. And when you look at this organization and where they're at right now, there's a lot. So on the flip side, let's talk about Roquan. Man, I've been saying this over the last couple of nights on the show on GN Sports, is that he's the best player on this Bears roster. Does he deserve a contract, a new deal? Yes, he does. But on the flip side, I can see where Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus and this new regime is kind of thinking of where their mindset is. And I think we all could probably see from the moment that they got the jobs, right, that things were going to be different. And you can see by the guys, some of the household names that they kind of moved away from and that they wanted to start fresh. And I look at Roquan, 25 years old, 4 years into the league. He's coming into the last year of his rookie deal. He wants to get paid. And if the reports are true, that $20 million, that's a lot of money. And a lot of money right now that we've seen this regime not spend money on guys. I mean, if there was anything that I thought was going to happen, especially in this offseason, it was going to be, they are going to put some pieces around Justin Fields, maybe spend a little bit of money there. They showed they didn't do that either. They gave out these one-year prove-it deals, and so now he's in a bind. So back to Roquan, where do we think that this team is going to be? And I think that Bears fans have to step back a little bit and kind of think about where this team is going to be this year, realistically, instead of what we all hope for as Bears fans all the time. But like, this is a year where there is going to be a lot of struggle. To me, this is a year of development for Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus to kind of see what they have, get some pieces of some of these guys that are on these short deals and figure out, can these guys kind of stick around here for a little bit? And then we all know that next year money is going to be there and you can spend a little bit more to kind of put some more pieces together. So is Roquan, is he the future? Listen, I love him to death. He's a solid football player. You can turn on the film and just see what he does. And I think for Matt Eberflus in this new 4-3 defense in the middle, he could be special with the teaching of what they're trying to do and kind of come together and build something, because you need a dog, kid. Lawrence, you know, a dog in the middle in this defense, and he can be that. Shaq Leonard, is he him? No. Does everybody's talking about these flash plays? He doesn't make enough flash plays, but maybe being integrated into this defense, he could actually do that. As of right now, Ryan Poles and these guys are like, listen, we're coming in. Everybody's got to show us what you can do. We know what you can do by watching your film, but this is a different day and age now. New defense, new everything. Everybody's got to show. And so for Roquan, he's sitting there. He believes, like all of us believe, he should be paid. I think $20 million, if that's the case, he wants to be the highest paid linebacker. I just don't know if that's possible, especially with where this team is. And when is this team going to be in the contention of taking over the NFC North and making the playoffs and winning the Super Bowl? To me, that's 3-4 years down the line. And I know Bears fans don't want to hear that, but that's how I feel. That would mean Roquan is on the back end of that deal. Is that really going to help? And so I see both sides of this situation. Like I said, it doesn't seem good, but they got to figure something else out, because it's taking over all of our airwaves when we need to start really focusing on looking at some of the guys, especially on Saturday, that are going to get some playing time that hopefully we can all sit and watch instead of worrying about what's going on with this saga.
Well, here's what I'm trying to figure out, Jared. Is it yesterday Matt Eberflus changed his tone a little bit, where he said, we expect rostered players to practice, and until and unless his boss Ryan Poles begins fining Roquan Smith, it puts the coach in a very difficult position. A first-year, first-time head coach who has a star player not just openly challenging the organization, but invoking ownership, but pitting the upper management against ownership explicitly and directly, and the coach is caught in the crossfire here, where the coach is saying, we expect players to play. Well, now Poles should have his coaches back and say, you're damn right we expect him to play, and until you play, it's going to be $40,000 a day or whatever it is per the collective bargaining agreement. I think today's a big day ahead of that kickoff tomorrow. I think we're going to learn more about how this is going to happen if he's not fielding calls about a potential trade today.
Yeah, it was, Dan, it was crazy waking up in the morning and seeing in the tweet from Ian Rappaport about, you know, that he's requesting a trade via, you know, screenshots of, you know, some on somebody's iPhone. I mean, I was just going, wow, this is what it comes to. But Lawrence, you said something the other day. I was listening to you on my way to lunch, and you were talking about these guys not having agents, and you were saying that, you know, maybe there's a possibility down that they should have some type of rule in there or something about how, you know, down first round picks, like going into your second contract, that you should have an agent.
Yeah, first round picks, like the slotting of it makes it easier, yeah, I think, to not have an agent. But those second contracts, it's worth the 3%. Like, you played in the league. Like, what was your feeling on having an agent?
Dude, you have to, man, because when it comes down to it, you guys, your main focus is not to be there talking with everybody in the front office. Your main goal, it's hard enough to play in the NFL. Your main focus, especially a guy like Roquan, your mind should be focusing on what you need to do on the field, making sure that your body and your mind are at tip-top shape and that you're ready to go. How are you brokering deals? How are you even requesting, looking and talking to other GMs around the league when you're on the field sitting there with just your jersey on and sunglasses? You're not brokering any deals. You're not fielding any calls. When you get home, is that what you're doing? So I don't know. I feel like having an agent, even though you're going to pay that money, it's all worth it, especially now when you look at this. We're talking about $40,000 a day that a practice missed, or over $500,000 for a game that you're going to miss in the preseason. When you start adding those up, if that's what you're really going to do and you're going to be all in, then you might as well be paying somebody that three, giving that guy that 3% or whoever it is, to be able to make sure that your contract is right. And you, we all know in our business, right? We all have, I think all three of us have agents. So when things go down and you're going to do another deal, there's certain things that the good agents can get out of your contract. So those de-escalators and stuff like that. A dude that has, is prominent in the league, that has relationships, can broker these deals and manage them. So, Dan, I'm with you. It's going to be interesting to see how this kind of plays itself out. But if he's dug in and Roquan really doesn't want to do this, this thing is just going to keep dragging on. But the money, to me, is always the issue. That's the reason why he's holding out. He wants the money. And I can understand him not wanting to be on the field. The position that he plays, the way that he plays the game, anything can happen. But also as well, when you look at it, on the other side, you got Matt Eberflus and Ryan Pohl saying, listen, we want to see you here. We want you out here. So it's that tug and pull that's going on here. And it's not just him. I think we all have to step back a little bit and start looking at, too. There were rumblings before the season about Justin Fields as well. They didn't draft him. So anybody that wasn't drafted by this regime, it pretty much has to prove themselves. And so, like, this whole thing with this distraction with Roquan is taken away, to me, what is one of the main focuses and that we've all talked about coming into the season, and that's Justin Fields and his progression in year two, and an offensive line that has been put together that we still haven't seen play as a unit on a football field together in live game reps. So and a lot of unproven receivers who are hurt right now in that receiver room. There's so much to be talking about that when we're in this business, it's tough that this is the main focus right now. But I understand why it is, because we're talking about probably arguably the best player on this Bears roster.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.